Chris Teese is with us now for the book review. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a challenging title. I'm not sure I read it right at the outset of the show. Violet Bent Backwards Over the Grass is by Lana Del Rey.
Yes, noted singer-songwriter Lana Del Rey.
As a poet here, yep. Yes.
So this is her first book of poetry, and I think just to give a bit of context, when she first came out as a singer-songwriter, there was a lot of questions about her authenticity. A lot of people thought that she was a manufactured pop star because she had already released an album under her birth name, and now she was sort of changing tracks and had this new persona. And yeah, a lot of questions about who was she really? Was this just a persona or a character? And, you know, she has this infamous performance on Saturday Night Live that was absolutely panned, and, you know, the show itself, poked fun at it a few weeks later. Fast forward 7 years, and her most recent album, Norman Fucking Rockwell, is like one of the most critically acclaimed albums of the year. She's named one of America's greatest living songwriters. And so there's this like 180 in terms of like the critical perception of who she is. So now we have her first book of poetry, and it's interesting comparing her poems with her lyrics. It's sort of like apples and oranges, but there are some running themes throughout both her songwriting and her poetry. Places like LA still, you know, very prominent in her poetry. Lots of sun-kissed imagery. You know, the urban sprawl of LA and California is both oppressive but also liberating at different points in the book. Lots of details and moments that sort of heighten those very typical Lana Del Rey themes of love, sex, tragedy, fame. But I guess the point of difference is that without sort of the framework of songwriting and, you know, musical production, her poetry is a lot looser and raw. There's sort of like the stream of consciousness sort of thing going on. It's just sort of, I don't want to say rambly, but it just feels like she's just let loose a little bit more than her songwriting allows her to. Moments where it's actually quite funny as well. Like, there's a really dry sense of humour, which has been sort of evident in some of her songwriting before, but it's quite prominent in this book. Just a few lines here and there that sort of show that she's, you know, having a bit of a laugh. One of the things that I guess also happens quite a bit in the book is that she keeps saying that I'm a poet, I'm a poet, I'm a poet. And it does feel like she's trying to prove herself as a poet and prove that, you know, she's deserved, you know, a book like this to her name. And I feel like she doesn't need to do that. There's definitely a lot in here that if you scratch away from, you know, some of the artifice, there's a lot going on. You know, the goods are there. One of the, I think, best poems in the book is called Sport Cruiser, which is one of those sort of long stream of consciousness like poems where she sort of signs up for sailing lessons, but she does it under her real name, hoping, you know, to not get any attention. And she says, when I walked into the tiny shack on Bali Way, someone would say, you're not a captain of a ship or the master of the sky. No, the fisherman didn't care, and so neither did I. So there's this really sort of self-aware examination of, like, who she is as Elizabeth Grant or Lizzie Grant and who she is as Lana Del Rey and, you know, the different perceptions she has.
Does she have something to say? Are these personal poems about where she lives and where she's at, or a day-to-day experience, or is this something?
Yeah, I think it's sort of similar to what she's trying to say in her songwriting. It's very confessional, so I have no doubt that it's coming from a very personal place, and it's a lot of it is about what it means to be a young woman in, you know, contemporary America, and, you know, having to balance a public and a private life. So while there's not much in, you know, the way of like, woe is me, I'm a celebrity and I can't, you know, go shopping by myself without people hounding me, there is a sort of attempt to really portray herself as just, I'm just a person that really likes to write and create art, and that's what I do, you know, it's me. And it's a beautiful book. Lots of photographs.
Are they her photographs?
Yeah, they're her. Most of them are her photographs. There's one thing that I sort of am in two minds about is the use of like a typewriter font.
Yeah.
Some of it looks like it's been actually scanned from typewritten pages. And, you know, part of me thinks is a bit naff and a bit sort of like too try-hardy. But at the same time, there are instances where she's placed draft versions of her typewritten poems alongside the finished version, and I think that's another way of letting the reader into, you know, her creative process and her writing process, and just to show, actually, you know, this means a lot to me and this is something that I really care about.
Thank you, Chris. Violet Bent Backwards Over the Grass is by Lana Del Rey. It's published by Simon & Schuster, and $45 the price. Thanks very much to Chris Teast for the review.